I'm Sorry by Twilight's Calling Me. Dear Jacob, I miss you. I'm really sorry that I've caused you all of this pain. Truly, I am. You've got to admit, though, that you're the... Sorry, I promised myself that I wouldn't blame you or blame me or blame Edward. Jake, I'm so sorry that it's come to be this way. I'm so sorry that you've run away. I don't even know when you'll get this letter. Billy probably will give it to you grudgingly. I can't see how he can be even the least bit pleased with me. I know that he is not pleased at all with this situation. I mean, how could he? I practically lived at your house for so long when Edward was missing, gone. He could have probably seen me as his third daughter. Not that he needs another, and then you go missing off on your own. I hate to admit, Jake, I knew that the wedding is what pushed you over the edge, the wedding invitation. To be fair, I asked him to keep you off the guest list. I didn't want to break your heart any more than I already had by giving you too many options. I didn't want you to feel obligated either way. Maybe that was wrong of me. Either way, by the time I found out that he had sent you an invitation, you were already gone. Trust me when I say that I drove to the push as fast as I could. Embry and Quill met me, as did Billy. They all miss you so much, though I'm sure you know that. I keep dancing around what I need to tell you, Jake. I'm sorry for that. Okay, here I go. No matter what, I will never forget you. They, the Cullens, that is, tell me that with time, your human memories fade as if after they change you. I know that my memories of you will never fade. I'll never let them. So you know, while I'm lying there, and all my organs are shutting down to prepare my body for my death, I'll be thinking of you. I will never let myself forget you. I'll never let myself forget you, your friendship, or the fact that I love you. It's not that I love you less. It's just that I love you differently. I hope that you understand that. Maybe in 10 or 20 years, although I hope it's tomorrow, you'll fall in love with a girl who deserves you and loves you back perfectly. And hopefully then, you'll realize that while we love each other and are best friends, we don't love each other like the love that we need. Please don't doubt the fact that I'll always love you. You'll always have that piece of my heart, the piece that stayed alive, mostly for you, when Edward was gone. I don't know how else to explain it to you, but you're my son. And I know that you said that you can't fight with an eclipse, but you couldn't have fought any harder than you did. I don't regret choosing this lifestyle, Jake. I just regret that I couldn't have made it work between you and I. I want for you to understand that if you ever want my friendship, I'll always be waiting to hear from you. For now, all I can give you is my email address, though I'm not sure how long it will be active for. I'm not quite sure how to tell you to go on contacting me, though I'm sure that you're smart enough to figure it out, if you would ever want to. Please don't do anything to please me. I want every decision that you make from here on to be yours and yours alone, unless, of course, you find that one that you love. Please stay safe, too. I worry a lot about you, and while you remind me of how unbreakable you are, it will never stop me from worrying about you. I guess that's one of those things that goes along with love. I'm sorry that it ended up this way, Jake. I'm not sorry, though, that I met you, depended on you, or kissed you. You're my best friend, always. All of my love, for eternity, Bella.